You have heard that Dr. Kevin Greenidge is now back in Washington with the International Monetary Fund after advising the government of Barbados on its economic policy for 4.5 years. So why has he left?
I initially see him for 2 years on a leave for IMF revoke pay. And in that regard, I have a tight Caribbean Development Bank, who funded my contract in Barbados. It was extended for additional 2.5 years, a year first, a year, then another year, then half a year. And so it has now come to an end. That's all that's happened. In the IMF, in your career at the International Monetary Fund, you really only can get a maximum of 4 years in your entire career. I managed to get 4.5, which was exceptional. But beyond that, that's the end of it. I have to return, which I have returned, and restart my career at the fund.
He says that economists with the IMF do not get the opportunity to work on the policies of their own countries unless they take leave, such as he did over the past 4.5 years. But what of some of the difficulties he faced in coming back to Barbados? Well, for one thing, he concedes that there were some who didn't trust him and suggested that he was spying for the IMF.
I quickly, I believe, gathered the confidence of my teammates in Barbados, the Prime Minister, the rest of the coming team. I think over the years, the general public, of course, there'll be initially some apprehension whether those persons if we brought to did not understand the nature of the relationship of mine, in that I was a Barbadian coming home to help. I was not representing the IMF in Barbados. In fact, when we started the BERT program 2018, and then we were able to negotiate the IMF arrangement extended fund facility, the IMF then sent to Barbados a resident representative, as they would do and have done with any other country that have a program. It's a requirement. And so we had a resident representative actually in Barbados in our office doing the IMF work and representing in terms of data, maintaining relationship with authorities, etc. So there was no conflict there.
To them, Dr. Greenidge says that because he took leave from the fund, he was cut off from the IMF system with access only to his email.
I was just literally on leave, come back to help my country. And I think I was able, over the 4.5 years, to gather, I think, the confidence of all Barbadians and also my teammates, Prime Minister, everyone.
How difficult was it initially, though?
I don't think it was... Okay, so my approach to life is slightly different. I don't concern myself too much with what people say or think about me. I concern myself with doing the best job I can do. Just being truthful and doing what you can do. Being not trying to change people's views or anything. I come to do a job. I look at the evidence, I present my analysis, I give my best policy advice. And, you know, if you continue doing the right thing and the best job you can do with a cheerful heart, eventually people around you will see and say, well, look, this guy is the genuine thing. And this guy is real. And that's how you get people's confidence. I don't go out trying to get it intentionally. I just do the best job I can do.
Economist Dr. Kevin Greenidge, now back with the International Monetary Fund in Washington. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.